It is time for another edition of Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau here on Classic Hits 1280 at 95.3 WHVR. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave. It's always good to be back here with our listening audience for Heart to Heart. I love this part of my day. So how about this weather, guys? This is truly Pennsylvania. I mean, it's been gorgeous. We've had highs of 71, and at the end of the week, it's a high of 93. So, you know, you got to love the weather here in Pennsylvania.
If you don't like it one day, wait a day or two.
Yeah, absolutely. Although I got to tell you, I'm liking that cool, crisp, low humidity we had yesterday and Saturday. I was like, I could have more days like that. How about you, Dave?
It's a little better on my allergies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, everybody, I am so tickled this morning. I woke up smiling because I have one of my absolute favorite guests here today on Heart to Heart, and I am just thrilled to be welcoming back Kim Moore this morning. Kim is a psychic medium, a spiritual counselor, and a teacher, and she's fabulous. And besides all that, Kim is just the sweetest person you're ever going to meet, and I just love her and her empowering way with spirit. And we're going to be talking about the signs we get from our loved ones after they cross over. And I have to tell you, this is always a big topic, and everyone has stories of the signs that they receive. And that's one of the first questions people ask me: what sign is my dad sending me? Because they know, and it's true, they're always trying to get a hold of us. In fact, one of my friends was telling me just last week about how, since his mom died, she always arranges for a bright red cardinal to show up. And she uses this sign for everyone in her family. In fact, when my friend's brother was in the hospital, he had a pretty cardinal sitting on the windowsill most of the day, and he was on the 7th floor. So I wouldn't be expecting a cardinal way up there. And he knew his mom was watching over him. So we're also going to be inviting our listeners to call in this morning to share their own stories of signs they get from their loved ones. And if you'd like to do that, the studio number here is 717-637-0052.
You know the funny story about that? Yeah. Our sister station down the hall where I also work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I'm on and I hear this pecking at the studio window.
Uh-huh.
And oftentimes it's a cardinal.
Oh, my gosh.
We get cardinals visiting all the time.
Oh, so I think cardinals are always good.
Wow.
So how about Kim? Come on in and join us. Good morning.
Kim, you there?
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Hey, how are you today? So cardinals is one of those things that shows up among many others. How about?
Oh, there are so many different signs that our loved ones give us to let us know that they're around. Anything from pennies to butterflies to cardinals, you name it. Anything that reminds you of them, they can send that to you to let you know that they're there.
Yeah, because they're always trying to reach us, aren't they?
That's very true. And it's because our bonds of love with them are so strong, and they know that we miss them. And so they send us signs so that we can know that they're still with us and that they still love us and that they're around.
Yeah, and I love how they're always searching for different ways to reach out to us. And it's interesting because even though, like in my friend's example, you know, everybody in his family sees the cardinal, but our loved ones don't have to use the same sign all the time for us or everybody else, do they?
No, and actually there's a wide variety of different signs that they can give us. And the way that it works, at least in my understanding of doing this for the last over 10 years now, is that what they do is they inspire us to look at that bird or to look down at that penny or to go into the store at that particular time to meet that checkout person that has the same name as our mother, or to turn the radio station on just at the right time to hear that song. And they do that because it's so easy to inspire us to pay attention. And then when we do, they're there just to show us that they love us. So really, it's anything that reminds you of them can be a sign.
Yeah, I always say that when we're thinking about them, a lot of times it's because they're thinking about us.
Exactly. And they can feel us. They can feel when we miss them. And so that's what the signs are for comfort and to let us know that they're okay.
Yeah, Yeah, and one of the things I do when I start readings with people, you know, before we say that little prayer, I always say to them, you know, let's just take a moment to get centered, and I want you to hold in your heart the people on the other side that you would like to, you know, hear from today. Because I know that as they're thinking about our loved ones on the other side, it works the same way. It draws them closer.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's that heart. Your show, every time I come on and hear you say heart to heart, I mean, that's really what it's all about, is it is that connection of heart to heart, even though they don't technically have a heart, physical heart. It's that love. And so those love bonds last forever.
Yeah, as we always say, and I think John Holland always said it first, you know, love never dies.
Yes, love never dies. Yeah. That is very, very true.
Yeah. So, Kim, we'll talk about different signs shortly, but how long after somebody passes do you think it takes until you start to get signs from them? What do you normally tell people? I know there's no set rules, but what guidelines would you give people?
The Home Depot has a new idea.
Okay, we're back.
Well, actually, I think you can start receiving signs right away. It's once they cross into the spirit world, they can send you signs immediately, or at least send you the inspiration to look for those signs that are around you. So I don't really think that there is any kind of hold time, so to speak.
Yeah, I agree with you.
In the spirit world,
they're
ready to connect when we need them.
You know, I've heard other mediums, and everybody's different, say, you know, well, you can't really connect with somebody for this amount of time. And I've had people call me and say, well, do I have to wait like 3 months or something? And I said, well, no. You know, if you're ready, you know, we can do this. And, you know, I like to make sure people aren't so in that grieving process that, you know, that they're sort of blocking things and things can't get through. But once they, you know, have crossed through that process for themselves, you know, you definitely can. And I've gotten signs, you know, I remember, you know, because I also, and we all do, you know, we get them from our loved ones, whether they're people or animals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I remember when my golden retriever, who was named Bunny, I know that's a funny name, but it suited her so well. You know, she passed over, and the very next morning, I was getting signs from her, and she was a Frisbee girl, what she called Flopper, and we were seeing floppers. And that was so funny.
Aw. I've gotten signs like that, too, from my loved ones right away, right after they pass. And actually, one of the most beautiful signs I ever got, I worked in the nursing home with this woman. She was one of the people that I worked with, and she had dementia. And she passed in her sleep, and she was one of my favorite residents there. And just before she passed away, I finally somehow got her to go to the Butterfly Pavilion here in Colorado. And she went, and she loved it. And then that night, she passed away. And when I pulled into work, after I found out, a giant butterfly landed right on my car right before I walked in, and I knew she was there. And so those are the types of things that just warm our heart and let us know that they're always with us.
Oh,
I love that stuff.
Oh, I love that stuff, too. It's like, you know, really, really, you know, because you just know. And that's what I always tell people. You know, they're getting signs all the time, and they'll say to me, do you think that was from, you know, my mom? And I'd say, well, you know, what do you think? And they said, well, yeah, I think that was from my mom. I said, well, of course it was from your mom.
Exactly. And it's kind of like, do you feel like it was from your mom? Do you feel like it was from your friend or your pet? If you have that feeling in your heart that that's who it's from, then I guarantee you that's who it's from.
Absolutely, because they reach right out to us. And you have that knowing. And so I always tell people, you know, just trust what you get. You know, sometimes that's the biggest difference for people, because everybody can get signs and everybody can know that. You know, just trust
Absolutely.
What you get.
So. Absolutely, yes.
And I like how you say you're inspired to, and signs are not all visual, so we can talk about that too. So, yeah, well, you mentioned that with the radio, you know, you might just all of a sudden hear the song, like, you know, you have the radio on the car and you're not really paying attention, and all of a sudden a song grabs you, right?
Exactly. Or the lyrics grab you and you're like, I feel like they're talking to me through this song. And sometimes that's exactly what it is. And it's really beautiful. And they're not all visual. There are people have dreams, just feelings of the presence of people. Even like when you get goosebumps or chills all of a sudden, especially if they're on like one side of your body, it's almost like they reach out from the spirit world just to touch us or give us some love to let us know that they're there. And it may be like a physical feeling in our body.
Yeah, I like that, goosebumps on just one side.
Yeah, or in your hair or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You
know how you just get that sensation, absolutely. Or, you know, it's like, or you feel a breeze.
Exactly.
You know, out of nowhere, there's this breeze that just goes by. And you know you're in a room where there, you know, it's not like there's air conditioning vents or anything. It's like, you know, out of nowhere, you know, you get this nice, cool air.
Yeah, and then sometimes it also, like, occurs, like, as a thought. Like, when you're sitting out in the sunshine on a beautiful day and you're just absorbing the warmth of the sunshine, and then it feels like all of a sudden out of nowhere you start to feel their presence or hear things in your own voice, not in their voice, but in your own voice, things they might have said, just to bring you comfort. And it's not visual. It comes in through our body. So sometimes we hear things, feel things, and then, of course, all your other senses, and just that sense of knowingness, too, that they're present with us.
Absolutely. I love that. So now, tell us, let's talk about some of the other signs. Now, and Kim, I think this is wonderful. You have a book coming out shortly, don't you?
I do. I absolutely do. It's called Life After Life, A Guide to Contacting Your Loved Ones in the Spirit World. And it is for people who are grieving and want to connect with their loved ones. And there's a big chunk of the book that's all about different signs that they send. I think we have like 40 of them in there. And it's just so important to know all the different ways that they might show up to us so that it brings people comfort. But then it doesn't just bring you comfort. It's when you know someone else who has a loved one in the spirit world and they're open to it, you can share with them signs that they give as well. And so that's what the book's all about, is how to make the connection on your own. And it comes out September 9th of this year, and I'm super freaking excited about it.
Oh, you should be.
Yes.
I should be. So is this something that we can get online, or is it something
that will be in the
stores, or what should we be looking for?
It will be on Amazon and it will be on my website.
Okay, wonderful.
So through my website, we can ship copies, or you can also buy it through Amazon. Not necessarily in the ebook form, not yet. We're working on that, but just in regular book form, and so we can get those sent out to you, or you can order it online and Amazon can send it out to you.
Oh, I love that. So, I will be sure to let people know that it's out and it's ready. And so people can get a hold of that too, because, you know, Kim, I just know that you'll just have wonderful things in that book besides just the signs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a guide for everyday communication with your loved ones. So, as a medium, I love connecting people with spirits in the spirit world so that they can connect with their loved ones and share that heart connection. But this is a way to do it without a medium. And then if you want a medium, there's tips in there how to find one as well. But since they're around us all the time, I feel like it's important that people know that they don't necessarily just need to go to a medium to make contact, but that they make that contact every day. And so the book's really just about, well, it's about all of that for anyone to make this connection. Aside from the signs, there's lots of other stuff, meditations, tips you can use, frequently asked questions like what happens to my loved one when they pass away, all kinds of stuff like that.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, and it's true, because I always tell people the same thing when I'm working with them. It's like things will come through from their loved ones when we're sitting there in session, and you know, and how often do they say, I knew that, I knew that. And I'm like, of course you
exactly.
knew that. You don't need me.
I know that. I think that a good reading is just validation of what you already know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, we get those senses, we get those feelings, we know that they're there. But every once in a while, we just need someone to remind us that they're there. And that's what mediums are for, is to help you reconnect, so to speak. But they're there with us anyway, whether we go to a medium or not.
Yeah.
They're always with us.
I love your comment validation, because that's what it is, you know, because they are getting this stuff. And it's just a shame that they don't believe that they can do it. If they could just change that around in their head, you know, they wouldn't. Well, we'd be out of business, Kim, but.
You know what? If everyone kind of got it, I'd be cool with that.
Absolutely.
I'd find a different job.
Well, think of all the comfort that would bring.
Exactly. The world would be a different place if hearts could be mended that way.
Yeah.
But I look at it that, you know, we're souls with bodies, and when we die, we're souls without bodies, and it's all just soul-to-soul communication, and we already do that with people in our lives every day when we have those moments where you just feel someone or know something's going on, and we make those connections and we have those deep conversations on a soulful level. And then when the body is gone, we think we can't do it anymore, but why not? There's still a soul. We still have those heart connections. We still have that love bond that's so much deeper than the physical form.
Yeah, I love how you explain that. And it's funny because I was just giving a talk. Now, this was on animal communication, but, you know, it's a lot of the same thing because you're connecting at a different level. And, you know, all these people, you know, I always remind them, you know, this isn't something special that only I can do, only animal communication. I mean, you do it all the time. I mean, think about people. I always tell them, think about, you know, you mothers, how you knew exactly what your babies wanted, you know, before they could talk. And it wasn't just simple stuff, but you knew. You knew if they were hot, you knew if they were cold, you know, I mean, you knew all that stuff because you were getting it straight from them.
Exactly. And the other thing is like, so I actually use an analogy very similar with people, but I know as a mom, sometimes I could hear the door slam behind me, and that's all I would hear, and I would know which kid it would be.
Mm.
Like, I would just know. I would have that sense of knowingness. And I think that our souls know each other. I always say our souls are old friends. All of our souls are old friends. So we have that feeling of who it is that comes in behind us. But the other side of that, which I think is important to know, or at least this is my understanding of it, is that since we have that knowingness of who may be behind us, even without looking, because our souls are connected, that even when someone's in the spirit world and they come close, that often we feel them, and as part of our grief, you know, we're sad or we miss them, or we may shed some tears in that moment. But actually what's happening is that they're coming very close to us and touching us, and our human mind is telling us that they're gone, but our souls remember them. So we may just feel their presence, feel them come close, just the way you would if they're alive and, you know, my kids walk through the door and I know exactly which kid it is. You would know exactly which loved one it is by the feeling that you get.
And that makes so much sense to me, Kim, because, you know, it's all energy, you know, and our souls,
exactly.
You know, are carrying that energy. And as somebody gets closer to us, you know, we can feel that energy just like we can feel a vibration, you know, which is, of course, what energy is, but just like we can feel all these vibrations. Yeah. And they would feel different. You know, somebody might have a lower vibration or a higher vibration or, you know, a different frequency, we'll just say, you know, so we could pick up on that. So, yeah, I love that. So that's so funny because that's so true. You know, you just know who that is. And, you know, it's making me think because, you know, how dogs, know when things are coming. And I can't explain this, but a lot of dogs know, like, what time you're going to come home and stuff because animals can tell time, believe it or not. I don't know how that works, but they can. But my Great Pyrenees, and I've had this before with other Great Pyrenees that have been part of our family, I swear it's like I call it the early warning, about 10 minutes before somebody's coming to our house, she starts barking. And I look at her, and there's just no way. I mean, 10 minutes is, you know, if somebody's coming by car, they're still pretty far away. But she always knows. And I'm just wondering if somehow they pick up on this vibration from that long a distance, because they were bred, you know, to be out in the wild and really have, you know, cover long distances. And she always does that. And she can pick up on thunderstorms, you know, which are way far out. You haven't even heard a rumble yet. And, you know, she'll like start coming around and she comes right up to my legs and I'm like, what? And then, you know, like 5 minutes later, I hear the rumble. I'm like, okay.
Aw.
Yeah.
We have a little dog. It's like a boxer mix. I love this little dog. So anyway, we call him Muggsy. But what happens is that anyone in the house, because there's like me and my kids and my boyfriend, all everyone in the house, the dog will come if you're feeling frustrated or sad, and the dog just comes and puts its face on our laps.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just sits with us whenever we're stressed until we're done, and then he just gets up and walks away. And it's the sweetest thing, but it's like he tunes into all of us and where we are in our hearts, and then he comes to soothe. And I think that is the sweetest dog, sweetest thing ever.
Oh, that is so
little
sweet.
Muggsy.
So that's Muggsy's job. You know, animals all want jobs, and they take jobs on. Excuse me. And so his job is he's a healer, which it would be perfect while he's with you, Kim. So he comes with you, and they can actually almost like pull some of that sad energy or whatever that energy is. You know, they pull some of that. So always, always thank him, you know, for doing that. It's a male,
do.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Always thank him for, you know, helping you through that and taking that on. And animals, when they take things on from us, they're much more adept at just transmuting it away. They don't hold on to it. You know how we'll be around people and we might start to sort of feel sad or something a lot of times because we're picking up on other people, but we don't know how to just, you know, shake it off. We end up holding on to it. So,
yeah,
you know,
Muggsy certainly doesn't do that. He just goes for a run in the yard, problem solved.
Okay. So, Dave, are we ready for a commercial break? Okay. All right. So, we're going to take a quick break and then Kim and I will be back. Okay, everybody, I'm back, and my guest this morning is the absolutely fabulous Kim Moore. She's a psychic, a medium, and a spiritual counselor and teacher, and we've been talking about signs from spirit, and actually her upcoming book called Life After Life, which covers all those signs with a wealth of other information that people want to know about the other side. And so, Kim, I just want to get into, before it gets away from us, some of the frequently asked questions that we get when we sit down with people and we're doing readings.
Oh, well, some questions that I hear generally are my loved ones okay? And absolutely. I mean, they're in a place where you don't have to pay bills, you don't have to get to work early in the morning. I mean, if you think about all of our stressors, those are all human experience stressors. So people in the spirit world are absolutely okay.
Another question. I agree with you, Kim. That's one of the things people want to know, and particularly people who had crossed from a difficult illness.
Very true. Or a difficult illness, or just whether they passed suddenly, unexpectedly. All of those things that people worry about, are they okay? You know, there's all different ways that people cross into the spirit world, but that acknowledgement that they're still there and that they're still well, and really kind of yesterday, I was doing a reading with someone, and throughout the whole reading, I was telling her all of this information about her sister, and that brought her comfort. But when I told her that her sister could walk again and that she could move again because she'd been severely handicapped throughout her life, she was so happy. And that is what she needed to know, is that her sister was okay and that she was back to her old self again and that she wasn't physically stuck anymore.
Yeah, don't you?
And so we all want to know that.
Yeah. Don't you love how spirit, like, you think you're coming to the end, and then there's, like, something else, you know, they just, like, no, you have to say this. And you say that, and the person's face lights up, and you know that that was the thing they needed to hear.
Exactly. And one of the things that I see that all the time is with pets. So I could be doing a reading for someone and talk to all their family, and it's great, and they love it. But when I bring through their dog or their cat or their pet
horse,
or I've brought through ostriches, turkeys, you name it.
Wow.
Whatever the animal is,
I know.
You know, that brings them there. That's that final thing, is to get to talk to their animals.
I get that too. And, you know, and that's the connection we have with the animals in our life. And I think a lot of that goes with the fact that with animals, it's totally unconditional love.
Absolutely.
And that's No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say animals, pets can let us know that our loved ones are around us. So animals and babies are very good indicators that our loved ones are close. So since we have those heart bonds with animals that it's so strong that an animal can see a loved one, they can feel the presence of a loved one, they may start barking, we had a dog that used to just lay down on its fat back like it was getting its tummy rubbed from my Mike, who's in the spirit world, he used to do that all the time. So we would see the dog just randomly start doing that, and we're like, what's going on? But that was because he's there, and they're able to let us know that our loved ones are present. Babies, too.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times they'll be sitting there. I'll tell them, you know, is he sitting there looking up in the corner and just staring? And they'll go, yeah. And I say, yeah, because that's your dad. Or that's your husband. He's up there. You know, it's like, they'll see them and they just start staring. And I know that they're, and I say, it's not fair that they get to see them so clearly. And we don't, but it's interesting that they definitely, you know, they for sure that they can see spirits. So I love that with animals. And you're so right. It's like sometimes that's the thing that really gets people to open up.
Yeah, as an animal comes through. So, but I know that animals and babies can definitely see loved ones when they're present. And the beauty of that, I think that the reason that happens is because no one has told them what it means to be dead or living, to see, to not see. So they see our souls, and, you know, they're acknowledging that without anyone ever telling them that person is in the spirit world. They just know.
Yeah, and nobody has told them that they can't see them.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody told them they can't, and then they don't necessarily, you know, like a soul is a soul. And so whether it has a body, doesn't have a body, I think a baby and an animal are connected to the spirits of our souls and our energy, and that is what they see. And then, you know, as the baby grows, we tell it, you know, that's true, this isn't true. But you never do that with an animal. They just know.
Right, they just know. And they trust what they know. I always say
animals
always trust their own knowing and their own instincts and their own knowing, where humans seem to trust other people's opinions more than their own. You never have that with animals.
It's like there's this difference between belief and knowingness. And belief is things that we've been told, things that we think are true, not true. But inside of us, we still have that knowingness, just like an animal would, when people are with us. Our hearts always know. And so no matter what we believe, sometimes that knowingness is the strongest sense that we have. And animals have it in spades.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, another question that always comes up is when I'm talking about what people are doing, it's like, well, what do they do after they cross?
Well, my understanding is that often they will come through with messages of how they are living their lives in the spirit world. And you know, I don't look at it that they're over there with bodies like we are and doing things like we would think they would be doing here. But often they'll come through with impressions of what it is that they're doing. So, for example, if someone loved to ski if someone was all about like the stars and the planets and things like that, and Carl Sagan and all that stuff when they were alive, I have had a reading actually where a man was into all that stuff, and he just showed me he was flying through the stars, mm-hmm. and that's what he wanted his family to know. But what they're doing over there is fulfilling their soul. So it's that feeling that we get when we're doing something that we absolutely love or something we care about. And that's what they're doing in the spirit world. But I guess they're not doing it in a physical way. They're doing it in an energetic way.
Right. But they still are doing things, and that's what I always tell people, because I've had people say, I don't just want to be sitting in the clouds. I said, you're not just sitting in the clouds. And a lot of times,
exactly.
What I've understood, Kim, is we still have jobs, but they're jobs that
absolutely.
We want to do. I mean, we may be helping people who are crossing over. I've had people who, and particularly those that have crossed at a young age, like a young man who's helping other younger spirits as they come across.
Absolutely. Or if someone loved children, they might be helping the spirits of children. If someone loved animals, they may be helping the spirits of animals. But also, if someone lived a life where they felt limited, they're unlimited in the spirit world. So they're doing all the things that they wish that they could have done here, like that sister who was basically bedridden most of her life. Now she's dancing, she's singing, she's having a good time in the spirit world, in my understanding of what she's doing, and it brings peace and joy to her sister who's still living. But it also, I can feel her and feel that she is doing so much better in the spirit world, and she's so happy. And so people get to do the things that made them happy or would have made them happy when they were here.
Yeah.
So they fulfill their own missed opportunities and mm-hmm. Get to live a life the way that they always wanted.
Yeah, I also get spirits that come through that are traveling, you know, because they're just pinging
yeah.
from place to place all over the world, because they always wanted to see different sites in the world, but they didn't have, you know, the funds to do that or the time to do that. And now they're getting to travel anywhere they want.
I know, and they don't have to buy a plane ticket.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
I love that.
They can buy a plane ticket, don't have to reserve a hotel. They can just get to be wherever they want to be, and that's beautiful.
Yeah, so they can go to Europe, and it doesn't take 10 hours.
Exactly. It takes a split second.
Yeah, they're there, and they can be back for dinner.
And even as you say that, like, spirits can visit us and be in multiple places. So if you have part of your family lives on the East Coast, part lives in the Midwest, and part lives in California, they can travel from place to place and be close to us no matter how far apart their family is. They don't have to just be with one person. They can just travel everywhere.
Yeah, and isn't that so exciting to know that, you know, things that we will be able to do once again when we cross back into spirit. So it's just incredible to me. And it's just interesting, too. I have to ask you, have you ever talked to spirits that maybe have been on another planet besides Earth?
I have gotten that impression. But I also have to come through the filter of my mind.
Right.
So when those impressions come to me, I'm like, oh, my goodness, what are you showing me? But I do think that we could travel the universe, travel the multiverse. Who's to say where we go or what we do? But that man who came through in a reading, the one that was flying through the stars, he came through and told me that he had visited everywhere in the universe, and that includes different planets. But it was just a visitation that he had visited those places.
Yeah, and that just makes sense to me, because how many people over the eons have looked at the stars outside and wondered about what it would be like to do that. So how fabulous for him that he was now able to do that.
And he doesn't have to buy a space shuttle or anything. So,
yeah, I'm thinking that would be a little pricey.
yeah, space shuttles, plane tickets to Europe and then Australia and then everywhere else in the world. Absolutely.
So now let's talk a little bit more about signs. What else would somebody like to know about different signs?
So I can just rattle off a few different signs that people would see in their day to day. One really common sign is to see pennies. And I always think of pennies from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is we're walking along and we just keep picking up pennies, finding pennies. And it isn't so much that the spirit world is sitting there creating pennies for us. It's that they're inspiring us to look when those pennies show up. They can come through in a song. They can come through where you smell. If your grandpa always wore Old Spice, mm-hmm. and you might suddenly smell that out of the blue, or a cigarette, the smell of a cigarette if someone was a smoker. That may be another way that they show up to you in a non-physical form, like not something you necessarily see.
You know, and smoke.
They do show up in dreams and butterflies, cardinals, everything you mentioned before.
And smoke is big, Kim. I have to tell you that because I think it's such a distinctive, aroma. It's such a smell that we recognize. And that's one that we get all the time because my father-in-law always smoked, the pipe and a cigar. That was his big thing. And I can be out in the middle of the woods and I get the pipe. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's herb. And it's so strong sometimes. And I have to tell you, even my husband gets it sometimes. He says, I smelled it. And so he understood that as well. And we always know that herb's with us whenever we smell that.
And my grandma will show up anytime I'm sick. I will smell the scent of White Shoulders perfume just out of the blue. And I know that my grandma's with me anytime, like if I have a flu or a cold, which I've had lately, I can just smell her perfume and I know that she's there to help me. And so those scents are wonderful. Just anything that reminds you of them.
If my grandma showed up, Kim, if my grandma showed up while I was sick, I think I would be smelling deep heating rub, if anybody remembers that, deep heat. It was like Vicks Vapor Rub, but she would always put that on your chest. That was her thing. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's what I would be smelling if I was sick and grandma was there.
Absolutely. Yeah, my grandma's her perfume, because that was the one thing I always remember about hers, the way White Shoulders smelled every time she would give me a hug or we'd walk into her house. I would always remember that smell.
Oh, and smells are some of the things that we recognize the longest. I don't know how, I guess, with the olfactory nerve, what gets in there, but you can recognize the smell of cooking. And exactly what it is. I mean, the smelling part of us, really can pull things back from way back, too. Like from when we were little kids and we can recognize it.
Well, since my degree is in mental health and psychology and I know how the brain works, is that our olfactory center in our brain is right next to our memory center in our brain. And so scents work that way for us because it's right next to that memory center. So that's our strongest sense when it comes to memory is our sense of smell.
Isn't that interesting?
I always thought that was fascinating.
I'm glad you explained that to me because I was like, how does that work? Because you definitely, you experience it, but I didn't understand, scientifically and medically how that worked.
That's exactly how it works. And music, like people have very, very strong connections to music. That's also stored in a different part of our brain as well. And not necessarily where we make memories, but in a different part in the language center in our brain. So it's all fascinating to me. I have a little bit of a nerd in me.
Yeah. no, but it is fascinating.
That kind of stuff.
So is that why, like words, lyrics, because they're set to music, are so memorable?
Well, And you know what? I can. That is exactly why. And I can tell you that, like I said earlier, I used to work in a nursing home when I was finishing my degree. And there was a man there. He was awesome. He was kind of younger, like closer to my age. And he had had a brain injury. And a lot of the words he said, he couldn't put them together. But whenever I turned on his heavy metal radio station from the 80s, he could sing all the songs and knew all the words. Even though he couldn't have a whole sentence, he could sing those songs. And that's how I learned that music is stored in a different part in our brain. And so that's why the lyrics are so important to us, and the music is so important to us, because it's something that's stored away from our memory center, but we're able to recognize those things even if we can't speak or have aphasia. We can still do that. So I always thought that was pretty cool too.
Well,
that's why the brain's so fascinating to me.
It makes sense to me, because people with Alzheimer's may get to a point where they can't like put sentences and stuff together, but turn on one of their songs or, you know, start singing and ask them to sing along, and all of a sudden, same thing. They can sing.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think it's so interesting, and I'm hoping that they do that more in some of these, you know, retirement places and skill care and things. You know, a sing-along would be amazing, because it gives people the chance to do things like they used to, because it's so frustrating. I know my mom's going through a little bit of dementia right now, and it's so frustrating when she can't get her words and things like that. But to be able to just sing a song again would make you feel so good, I would think.
It really does. I've just seen that so much, and I just think it's such a beautiful thing.
Oh, great. Great. So we talked about smells, and what else about signs haven't we covered?
Okay, so music, songs that remind you of them, the sound of chimes or bells. My favorite is butterflies.
Hold on, Kim.
I don't know. Did we lose our connection here?
Yeah, I think we did, Dave.
I can hear you.
Oh, there, okay. You're back for a second there.
Suddenly,
we couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
All right, so.
I was talking about numbers.
Okay.
So that is a really common sign that we see, and we don't necessarily think that that's a sign from our loved ones, but repetitive numbers, seeing a date over and over again. One of my favorite numbers to see is 912, and I always know that my kid's dad is with me. Because those are his numbers, and that's the day he passed away. So numbers work as well.
Oh, that's interesting, because the same thing, my father-in-law, our loved one with the pipe, you know, he passed September 14th, and a lot of times we'll see 714. And 714 was already a number that was meaningful to my husband, so it was just fascinating to us that he passed suddenly out of the blue, you know, on 714.
Yeah, and it's really kind of cool how it works out, because you could see that number like on a license plate. You could see it on the side of a truck. You could see it in a phone number. You can go to the grocery store and your total is 714.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, how come it worked out exactly that way? And those kinds of signs happen all the time, because it's easy to inspire us to look, to pay attention, and to remember. So I think numbers are a big one. I see them everywhere. But also just feeling them around you. Feathers are another one. People get little white feathers from their loved ones often. And then I mentioned this earlier, but I just want to mention this again, is about dreams, because they do show up that way as well. And little synchronicities, little things that just happen to come together right at the same time. I was at a restaurant with my dad on Long Island a few months ago. I'd gone out there to visit him, and the waitress was singing a song that his mother always used to sing. And he looked at me and he's like, "Do you think that's my mom?" And I was like, "Absolutely." And then she came over to the table and she said something else his mother would have said. And he felt very like connected to his mom in that moment. And that's the beauty of the spirit world, is they can even inspire others to say or do things that might remind us of them in a moment and fulfill our heart.
You know, you think about this, a waitress her age and his mother, and how long ago that song would have been something that she would have sang, you know, what are the odds?
It wasn't even a song I knew anything about or had ever even heard before. And he was like, my mom used to sing that all the time, just out of the blue. And she just started singing out of the blue. And it wasn't to us, it was to another table. And it just caught his attention. And so I just thought that was so beautiful. My dad isn't necessarily like a big believer.
Yeah.
So it made him feel good and remember his mom.
Well, he's more of a believer than he admits, obviously.
Because
first thing he did is look at you and say, so he's not Italian or something, is he? Because I was thinking maybe it was an old song.
No. Yeah. I don't even know the song. I couldn't even tell you what it was. Couldn't even tell you what the song was. I've never heard it again.
Well, I like that too, Kim, because when you said he's not a believer, but, you know, they don't admit they're a believer. And I have that a lot of people. They'll say, well, you know, I don't really believe. And then they'll say something like 5 minutes later that's would have been something I would have said. And I said, yeah, of course you're, you know, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, of course
exactly.
You're not a believer.
It's always good to go into things with a little bit of skepticism, you know, like just question.
Yeah.
But if it resonates with you and if you feel it in your heart, then you are connected to the spirit world, whatever you want to call it, believer, non-believer, skeptic, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just when your loved ones are close and you feel them, that's what's real.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it always feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now, Kim, tell people where you are, how they can get a hold of you if they'd like to.
I am in Colorado. I do readings by phone, Skype, and in person. My website is www.readingsbykim.com, and the book will be on there on September 9th. That will be the release date. And then the phone number is 303-999-9999. And that number, you get connected with my assistant, and she can set you up with it. And right now for appointments, we're about 3 months out. But she can get you scheduled and get you on a wait list if necessary. But that's how you can get a hold of me.
Okay,
I'm
wonderful.
On Facebook and Instagram and all that other stuff.
Oh, wonderful, Kim. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we love having you on. And good luck with the book. And I'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye-bye now.
All right, do you have any parting things you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody, remind everybody, I'm on the 2nd and 4th Tuesday of the month, every month, and my next show is going to be Tuesday, July 11th, and my special guest will be the Reverend James Flynn, and James is an intuitive medium as well. He has a master's degree from Case Western Reserve University in the field of social service, and he's a licensed independent social worker. And Jim, what's very unique about Jim is that he sort of came into this skill late in life, and he's really been moving forward with it, and he's just a sweet and wonderful person, and you will love when he's here. He always just has this very relaxing calmness about him. And so we'll be looking forward to talking to Jim on July 11th. And to let everybody know, if you want to talk to your loved ones, I have offices in Hanover and York. And you can call me at my office. The number is 717-968-5289. And I'd be happy to help you. So until then, I just want to tell everybody, think good thoughts, say nice things, and do good for others. And I'll be back on July 11th.